Hello and welcome to Primary Care Priest. This is Father Simeon, and this is our first episode. This Primary Care Priest series exists for those of you who work in healthcare, and healthcare broadly speaking, those of you who are physicians, nurses, mental health care providers, social workers, anyone who works in healthcare. Primarily, this is for you. But secondarily, it's for any of you who seriously care about your total health and the health of others. I hope you benefit from this too. I'm an Orthodox priest. What that means is that I serve within the most ancient Christian church in the world. This is not Western Christianity, like Roman Catholicism or all of the many, many different Protestant denominations and independent congregations out there. But this is the original way of Christ rooted in the East. Specifically, I serve under the local church of Antioch of Syria that's mentioned in the Bible and the Acts of the Apostles, where the disciples of Jesus were first called by the name Christians. I'm also the husband of a physician, internal medicine. My wife's a doctor who works in a hospital here in the Texas Medical Center, the largest medical city in the world. So we are a priestly family and we're a medical family. You may not realize this, but the language, theology, and spirituality within this ancient way of Christ has been about medicine and healing. It's been expressed in the language of medicine healing for 2,000 years. Now, those of us who grew up influenced by Christianity, we may associate Christian teaching primarily with judgment and getting a not guilty ticket so that we can get into this place called heaven at the end. So if you care about health and wellness and you want to learn about this relationship between spirituality and medicine and healing, and you care for others and their health and wellness, then this is for you. We call this series Primary Care Priest because you probably already know the benefit of having a primary care physician to help you negotiate health and sickness. And you know that it's good to have a relationship with your PCP, to receive preventative care, to keep you in good health, and when necessary, to help you negotiate treatment when you are ill. So here's a question for those of you in healthcare. You spend a lot of time caring for patients, but have you been taking care of your own health? You might not even have a regular physician, a PCP to go to. You may have one officially, but you haven't been in a while. You may have had health screenings you should have done that you didn't. You may not be following the advice that you received or that you would receive if you went to a doctor about diet and exercise and routine exams and so on. And also, here's another question for those of you, whether you work in healthcare or not. Are you really taking care of your whole self? The health of your body, your physical health, your psychological health, your mental health with the rational mind, and most importantly, the health of your soul, your inner self on the deepest level. Now, some of you may think you are, but maybe even your understanding of what that means is shallower than you think. I know that at one time it certainly was for me, and I'm still learning. And some of you may not even know what that means at all when we talk about health of the soul. In fact, the soul and the psychological rational mind have become synonymous over the years. But they're different, and we'll talk about that. Let me be clear. I'm not here to give you my opinion as a priest. But I'm here to share with you something, a therapeutic way of Christ that's been preserved in this dynamic, organic way of life for 2,000 years and has been healing people for 2,000 years. And I'm on the same path. And I want you to join me on that path. I hope that through this series, that you see yourself with a depth that you now don't know. And you enter into a spiritual experience that will change your life and also will positively affect the people around you. You may be Orthodox. You may be a Christian in some way, Protestant, Roman Catholic, something else. You may be a Buddhist or be spiritual but not religious. You may have a religious background or no religious background. You may have had a positive experience with a religious path or a negative one, or really just no religious affiliation. You may have been involved in some form of spiritual practice or a bunch of spiritual practices put together, or you may be a materialist and your understanding is firmly within the realm of those things that can be investigated by science. Whatever your situation or background, welcome. We all start somewhere. And none of us has arrived at where we can be to fulfill our potential and our purpose. If you work with patients, you may have had the experience of a patient trying to tell you how he or she wants to be diagnosed and treated. Have you heard a patient say something like, "I have my own beliefs about medicine"? Or maybe that person has watched some videos online or read articles that have influenced his or her view about the condition or certain amounts or types of medicine generally, so that this person has a view that doesn't really line up with reality, but is absolutely convinced. You may practice science-based medicine, and you know that although some issues in medical care and healthcare generally rely on making reasonable decisions based on experience, discernment, good judgment, some scientific issues are not ambiguous. For example, a patient either has a broken bone or doesn't have a broken bone, either has cancer or doesn't have cancer. Right? That's not a matter of opinion. It's true or it's not. Imagine an oncologist telling a man that he has cancer, and the male patient responds to his oncologist, "You bigot, how dare you impose your medical diagnosis on me? I self-identify as cancer-free, so I'm going to go to a physician that's less judgmental." Or what if a sincere patient asked a doctor what medicine is best for lowering cholesterol, and the physician gave the patient three different prescriptions, two of which have no effect on cholesterol levels, as far as we know. But the doctor tells the patient, "Just take one of these." The patient asks, "Doctor, which one do I take?" And the doctor says, "It doesn't really matter. I mean, medicine heals and it's all medicine, right?" Well, that would be incompetent. But just as these examples show how truth and accuracy really matter in science, in healthcare, in medicine, they also serve as examples for how truth and accuracy are important in spiritual therapy, the healing of the soul. With regard to your spiritual health, you don't need an uninformed opinion, your own, mine, anybody else's. What you and I need are competent physicians, a competent physician, an accurate diagnosis for our underlying problem and proper treatment to address that underlying condition and help us with the enduring symptoms of that condition so that you and I can be restored to full health. I hope that you keep listening into this series. This is episode 1. Thank you for joining us. Goodbye.